problem was a gully that no matter how much grass I grew at the head of it, it just kept on eroding, and so we had to do something else. And this was instead of using mechanical methods, we thought we'd try this and see if we can do it with our cattle. I had 1,200 head of cattle camped here for a period of 6 nights, and I gave them 2 square meters per animal. And what I was trying to achieve was a biological carpeting, which is about an inch of slurry over this, what we're calling the eroded area.
The slurry being the manure and urine and all that kind of stuff.
With the amount of cattle we had in this small area, the eroded gully that we were trying to do something with, it rounded off all the edges, so made it a smooth gully.
Not only did the method smooth the square edges of the gully, it also resulted in an explosion of grass growth when the next rain came. All that grew there last year was sparse Indian cooch, but that's all changed since the trial began.
It's just been overtaken by species that haven't been seen here for a long, long time in this area, and they've just come back in a flourish just with one sort of session with it.
What are some of the species that have come back?
Well, we've got curly Mitchell and bluegrass, and we've got a little bit of spear, and buffle grass has come up, and various legumes. And yeah, there's a large number of other grasses that I don't know the names of.
Now, we're standing in the thick of it, quite literally. It's really thick. How unusual is it for you to see coverage this thick on your property?
Yeah, pretty unusual. And just the variety of the species too. Like, it's not just one or two grasses. It's a number of things that have come back.
The trial is overseen by consultant Roger Savory, who was brought in by NQ Dry Tropics to implement his holistic management practices. High intensity grazing is just one small part of that overall practice, but he says the method can be a useful tool for land management.
Basically, the reason we put the animals together at ultra high density is so that there's a enough of the urine and dung is at enough density that it can benefit all the microorganisms in the soil. Now, as far as grazing everything, well, that depends on your context. If you're trying to fix your water cycle and get your ground covered, you wouldn't graze everything. You would leave the majority behind and just get it trampled flat on the ground. But it all depends on what people are trying to manage towards, whether they would choose to graze everything or graze 5% and trample the rest flat. So there isn't a hard and fast rule. It's more using livestock as a tool to achieve a desired outcome.
Let's talk about the trial here on Barry O'Sullivan's property. What does this trial involve?
He had a monoculture of Indian couch grass and a very non-functioning water cycle and mineral cycle on his property. So he wanted to fix those. In his context, he described wanting biodiversity, biomass, flowing rivers year-round. And so he's making decisions to achieve that. So the tool that he was presented with that would most accomplish what he was hoping to achieve was the use of ultra-high-density grazing.
Many of the 150 graziers who visited Mr. O'Sullivan's property had travelled a long way to hear from him and the other graziers participating in the trials. NQ Dry Tropics CEO Scott Crawford says there's a reason why so many graziers made the effort to come along.
Well, I guess we're here to challenge some conventional wisdom, and we're looking at, I suppose, different tools in the grazing management toolbox.
A lot of graziers here today. What's the story there?
Why are they here? I guess many graziers are actually doing it tough. You know, we're in our third dry season now. They're looking at alternative ways in which they can manage their property. So they're keen on new ideas, new information.